a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Sometimes it takes me a while to zip up my sweater and tie my shoes. You know, one of my television neighbors told me he'd like me to play with model cars more often. So I brought this one today to show you. And I thought I'd build some things for it. Some things with blocks. I'll just get my bag of blocks here. Bag of blocks. Maybe we'll just build a roadway. There. Have a good road along which the car can move. There. Hey, this might be nice to have a ramp for it to go up and down. Let's try that. Then it can just go back home this way. I remember times when I was a little boy, I wanted so much to grow up right away and drive a real car like my daddy. And I'd think about that while I was playing with my toy cars. In fact, I played with all kinds of models. Get one in the kitchen. Make the trolley go along here. Of course, the trolley would need tracks, but yeah, there it goes. Trolley, trolley. I guess that's one reason why I like to show you a lot of different things. Because I remember thinking about a lot of different things when I was little. Oh, there's the phone. Let's see who that is. Hello. Hi, Marlon. How are you? You know me. I always like it when you come for exercises. Certainly. Very soon, then. All right, we'll be ready. See you later. Bye-bye. Marlon Barnett. She said she'd be right over and we could... Well, I know Marlon's a fast runner, but I didn't know she was that fast. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you.
Betsy and I thought we'd do some advertising for our business.
What kind of advertising?
Well, we made up a song about speedy delivery, and we thought we'd just sing it to anybody who might be interested in our delivery service.
Well, you know I'm always interested in your service.
Well, I know that, but I thought you'd like to hear the song anyhow.
Well, I would like to hear the song.
All righty. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Very good, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Is there anything you want or need you want me to pick up and deliver?
I was just thinking, I'd like to know how people make model cars.
Oh, you mean the kind you can play with?
I'll just show you this. Oh, there's somebody at the door.
Well, that kind. Well, I'll try to find out for you, all righty?
Yeah, let's just see who this is.
All righty.
Oh, it's Marlon. Marlon.
Hi, Fred. Hi.
Come on out, Mr.
Are you ready?
Mr. McFeely's here.
Hello, Marlon.
Great. Will you join us?
I'd like to, sure.
Right. Yeah, she's come to give us some exercises.
You tell me what to do.
Mr. McFeely, why don't you stand over here?
Over there, all righty.
Hey, Mr. Rogers, Fred, you stand there.
Okay.
We always want to start with a warm-up. Mm-hmm. We have exercises a day for the top part of our bodies. But let's warm up our bodies. Let's move our feet.
Oh, that's like speedy delivery, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Let's exercise our arms. Great.
I can feel it.
Now we're ready to stretch.
Stretch?
Okay. Yes. Stretch your arms out. Mm-hmm. And all we're going to do is twist to one side.
I guess we go this way.
Twist to the other side. And try only to twist the top part of your body.
Oh, so you don't move your feet or your legs?
Correct.
Ooh, I can feel that stretching.
And the last exercise, now you would normally do them longer than this, but we don't have time today. So just stretch your arms out.
Yeah.
And we're going to hug. And stretch. And hug. That's right. Stretch. Hug. Now, I want you both to work on those exercises. I need to get back to my class.
Already? Well, yes. Now we do this one with the clapping. Mm-hmm. And then what was the next one?
Stretch.
You showed us?
Stretching arms.
Oh, stretching this way. Yeah. Okay. And then the hugging one.
The hug.
Okay. I'll try to remember.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm always glad when you can come. Do you have just 1 minute for a commercial?
A commercial? Certainly.
Thank you, lady and gentlemen. Here we go. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. And that's my commercial.
That's very nice. In fact, I do need a delivery from the school.
Well, I'll come right along with you now, all righty?
That's really speedy. Bye, Fred.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you. Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you. You know, I was just thinking of the many kinds of growing that we human beings do. Yeah, our bodies grow on the outside, but growing on the inside is one of the most important. In fact, inside growing takes more time than outside growing. We can grow on the inside all of our lives, no matter how small or how tall we are. Put this back here. Think about trolley. Yeah. Do you suppose this big trolley was a little model like this one a long time ago? Let's think about some things like that as we pretend that we go with this trolley to the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley?
Try this one, Tuesday. Stand very
tall. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, of course. What is it?
How did you get to be so big? You're even bigger than Trolley.
Mm-hmm. I was a little boy, and I grew, and I grew, and I did exercises, and I ate. And
I do all that, but I don't get to be big like you or like Daddy.
Tuesday and Neighbor Aber, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what occupies your time and talents today, gentlemen?
We were doing some exercises.
What manner of exercises?
Would you like to try?
Of course.
All right. Here's a great one. Extend your arms.
Yes.
And hug.
And hug.
Extend. Yes. And stretch. And hug.
Tuesday, what about you? Why aren't you exercising?
It doesn't do any good for me.
What do you mean?
I've tried them, and I still don't grow. Oh, Daddy, will I ever get to be as big as you?
I don't know, son.
You see?
But I do know that you will get to be a man, because that's what little boys do. They grow up to be men.
But it takes too long.
It does seem to, doesn't it?
It sure does. Even the trolley's bigger than I am.
Do you remember, Neighbor Aber, when you were a little boy?
Oh, yes, sire. I was just starting to tell Prince Tuesday. I could hardly wait to get all grown up.
And now that you are grown up, what do you think about it?
Oh, it's fine to be grown up. But when I see children and the things they can do, I think it's mighty fine to be a child, too.
What do you mean, the things that children can do?
Crawling under a table, sitting under a chair. Lots of things that I couldn't do now. If I may, I'll sing you some.
You certainly may, neighbor Aber.
Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer? Play much harder than grown-ups ever dare. You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it anywhere. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone.
Sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone. All alone, who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long.
Excellent sentiment and rendition.
Well, thank you.
I still want to be as big as you men.
Oh, look who's here, Miss...
Telephone.
Miss Felificate, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday. There's a telephone call.
And who calls the king today?
Nobody at the moment. This call is for Charles R. Aber, Westwood neighbor.
Oh, what a relief.
Well, thank you, Miss Felificate. Hello? Oh, hi, Mayor Maggie. How are... Really? Wow, no kidding. Really? Well, does it have teeth? Is it scary looking? All right, I will. Remember, remain calm in the face of everything. Yes, Mayor Maggie. Farewell. Wow. Oh, thanks again, Miss P.
Excuse my asking, but what was that all about?
Well, it seems that some big thing has just appeared in Westwood, and everyone there is trying to decide what to do about it. They want me to come right away.
And so you must, neighbor Aber.
I'll keep you posted. Please. You try to keep up your exercises Tuesday. Well, I'm off to see the big thing. Bye for now.
Farewell, then.
Oh, I wish I were a big thing. I'd get so big, I'd carry this whole castle to Westwood. They'd see.
Well, Tuesday.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Oh, hello, neighbors.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Anything you want? Anything you need?
I want to be a big man.
Of course you do, and that's what you're growing to be.
But I want to be a big man now.
Well, growing takes time. Isn't that right, King Friday?
Of course it takes time, yes.
Well, I'm going to find out how someplace else.
Well, I declare.
Before you declare anything, Mr. McFeely, I wish to compliment you on your advertising jingle.
Oh, you mean the speedy delivery song?
Excellent use of your considerable talents, don't you think, Miss Polificate?
Never knew you had it in you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you. It took me a long time to be able to carry a tune.
Just like it's going to take Tuesday a long time to become a man.
I remember feeling the same way when I was a boy. Wanted to be as big as my dad when I was 5 years old.
I guess I did, too. Now, my father was a large man. 3½, I believe he was.
Did you hear?
Oh, Sarah, I'm so glad you're here.
Did you hear about it Friday? How do you do, Mr. McFeely, Miss Polificate?
Now, before you make any announcements, I'd like you to hear Mr. McFeely's jingle.
Oh, but Friday.
Oh, please humor us, Mr. McFeely.
Well, if you insist, you insist. If there anything you want, is there anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Well, that is truly excellent, and there is something I want and something I need.
Well, what is it, Queen
Sarah?
I was up in the lookout tower checking on the crops, and I noticed this large-looking ball or something over in the Westwood area.
Maybe that's what Mayor Maggie was calling about.
Was it beautiful?
I couldn't tell, but it was big, very big.
I'm sure they'll take good care of it in Westwood.
But, dear, I noticed that that big thing was rolling slowly toward our neighborhood.
Oh, I'd better go check on that.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Incidentally, where's Tuesday?
Well, he's gone to try to become an instant man.
I don't want that big thing to frighten him.
Well, there's Trolley.
Oh, yes. Yes, Trolley. Did you by any chance see the big thing? Oh, that's big. Well, we'll have to see about that. Yes, thank you.
What do you suppose that big thing could be that appeared in Westwood? What do you think Mr. Aber and Mayor Maggie will do about it? We'll think more about that. And Prince Tuesday and his wanting to be a man right away next time. Takes a lot of patience to be a growing person, doesn't it?
Surely does.
Some things need to be just the size they are to be useful. I'm glad that this car and these blocks are just the size they are. They're just right to play with, just right to build with. In fact, I thought I might build some houses here. That could be a house. Maybe this could be an apartment place. It's a high one. Could be a pumpkin. Could be a lamp post. I was just thinking, it's just living things like you and I are that grow. Other things like models and blocks don't grow because they aren't alive. We human beings grow and change because we are alive. Let's see who that is. Why, it's Mr. McFeely again. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
How do you do? How do you do? Well, I found the tape you wanted, How People Make Model Cars.
You really do what you say you do.
Speedy delivery.
I'll say.
Now, do you have some time to watch it now?
I do if you do.
I do. All in a day's work.
Good. Well, let's just show it on picture-picture. How People Make Model Cars. This looks very much like the one we have, too. All right. Show it on picture-picture. How People Make Model Cars. Let's watch it together.
All right.
And what are those?
Well, those are zinc blocks, and they're called ingots, and people make cars from them. Now, the ingots go into this machine and get melted into liquid.
That looks hot.
Oh, it is. It's very hot. After the zinc is melted, it goes into a molding machine.
Is that the machine?
That's it.
Well, what's he taking out of there?
Well, those will be the top parts of the cars.
They sure don't look like toy cars yet.
Oh, just wait. You'll see.
Lots of different ones there.
Well, lots of different ones. Now he pulls the cars apart and puts each different kind of car into a separate barrel.
Uh-huh. certainly works fast, doesn't he? Now, why does he throw that piece onto that conveyor belt?
Well, that's a scrap of zinc that's going to be recycled. Oh. It'll get melted along with more zinc blocks like we saw before. And so factory workers can make more cars.
Well, it goes down the slide.
Down the slide.
And it's melting there, isn't it?
That's right, it's melting.
What's happening now?
Well, there's a little extra metal on each car, and it's called flash. And the edges of that flash are sharp, and they need to be taken off.
Yeah, well, it's important for toys to be safe.
That's for sure. See this machine?
Mm-hmm.
It's shaking off the flash. That extra piece of metal is being shaken off.
Uh-huh. It's fun to watch. Looks like dancing cars. Oh, that's the extra piece of pieces of metal, I guess.
Right, that was taken off those cars by the dancing machine. Away they go up the conveyor belt to be painted.
Look at all those future toys.
Future toys to be played with. Now, these workers hang cars on metal racks. And the racks move into a painting area, and the cars get spray painted.
Look how many people it takes to make little cars.
Nothing gets made without people.
Each car has its own hook.
That's right. You see that machine that's moving up and down?
Where? Oh, yes, there.
You see? It's spraying the cars with paint.
It moves so fast you can't even see the paint going on.
You see, there's a silver car. 1 minute they're silver, and the next minute they're blue.
Isn't that interesting to watch? Around and around in circles.
After the paint has dried on the car frame, it's time to put the bottoms and the wheels on.
Oh, look at all this.
The people in another factory make those parts of the toy. Now, this woman puts the wheels in just the right position, and the machine tightens them. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Watch. There you go. Mm-hmm. They're tightened.
I wonder if she ever thinks about all the children who will enjoy playing with these cars.
Oh, I know I would if I were working there.
She puts the bottom on the frame first, and then the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that little machine just tightens them all together?
Yes, now watch one more time, you'll see.
Into the tightening machine, and there it is.
Yep, and then she checks each car to make sure everything is just right.
And into the box they go.
Into the box. And now they're ready to go to stores where people buy them to take home. And I'm sure they'll have fun playing with them.
Hope so. All those machines, but it takes people to make things really go, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
And I appreciate people who make toys and cars like that.
And deliveries.
And deliveries. Incidentally, how did you find this so quickly?
I found it at the library. Whenever I'm looking for something like this, I go to the library first.
Aha, McFeely's delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Right.
Well, my commercial must be working because it's getting busy today, so I have more deliveries to make, so I'll say speedy delivery to you already.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome.
You played with model cars when you were little, didn't
you? Oh, I did.
You?
As a matter of fact, those blocks look just like the ones I had when I was a little boy, and I still have the bag at home, and my grandchildren sometimes play with it.
Oh, great.
Good day.
Good day to you.
See you around the neighborhood.
All right. Good kind of play. Models and blocks But when you play with things, you clean them up afterwards. In the blocks go. You can make something different with them next time. A road one day. A field the next. Bag of blocks. Oh, I have to feed the fish and put this back. There you are, trolley, model trolley. Oh, I remember the first time I was allowed to feed the fish in our home when I was a little boy. I fed them just enough, and my mother told me how much I had grown. That really felt good. I hope you feel good about the ways you're growing, inside and out. We all need to feel good about our growing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have a lot of things that we want to talk about, won't we? Always gives me a good feeling to know that we'll be back together, you and I. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink!